Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in hour number two of The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker and Ephraim Salaam in for Chris Broussard. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk with Tyler Dragon. He's an NFL reporter for USA Today. We'll jump around the NFL with some questions to Tyler. We'll do that. But Ephraim, let's start here for hour number two. We lost a legend, Pelé, the great Brazilian soccer player who most people considered the greatest soccer player of all time. You even know that, and you're a young
Absolutely.
Guy, right?
Yes.
And as I said earlier in the show, for people just joining, I grew up in New York, and they had a soccer team called the Cosmos that he played for. This was after his star play in Brazil. He came to New York and played for this soccer team. I don't know what league they were in. I can't remember because I don't know if it wasn't the MLS, but whatever the soccer, there was a soccer league back then. Maybe it was the North American Soccer League, NASL. Is that what it was? I'm going. Brandon, look that up. I think he played in the North American Soccer League, and that's what it was, in the New York Cosmos. But I went to a game. They played at Giant Stadium. Brandon, you got the league?
Yeah, it's the National Independent Soccer Association.
So that's where the Cosmos played?
Yes.
Okay. And so I went to see him play at Giant Stadium. It used to be incredible, and this is back from in 76, 77, back in those days. And they would have, the Mets or Yankees on a Sunday would have, 20-something thousand people, you know what I mean? And they would have like 70,000, 55,000 at Giant Stadium to see the Cosmos because it was Pelé, Giorgio Canalia, and Franz Beckenbauer, three really great international players playing on this. But I wonder where people have, what do you have any kind of ideas, thoughts? What comes to mind when you heard that Pelé passed today, at age 82?
It was sad. 82, that's a full life, not to cut anybody's life short by any means of the...
No, I know what you mean. I mean, I think I would sign up for 82 if I could.
At the beginning, if we had a choice, you know, a majority of the people would be signing up for 82.
No doubt.
And, look, in this country, soccer isn't what it is worldwide. We know that. We're getting better. We're not even almost there yet. But what Pelé was the face of soccer, right? It's the reason why the best players on the majority of the teams around the world were number 10.
Yep.
Right? Him and Diego Maradona. Like, that's what Pelé meant to soccer. The bicycle kick, the speed, the quickness, the dribbling. These are all things that people emulate. Some of the greatest soccer players of this generation and the one right before, that came from the style of play that Pelé played. And, I mean, this man wore three World Cups. And you get this argument, who's the greatest player? Is it Messi? Messi just won one World Cup. This might be his last World Cup.
Exactly.
Pelé won three.
And real quick, Ethan, it was the North American Soccer League. My memory goes, but I kind of remember that league, you know, and now it's the MLS. But, yes, he did play, and he played for the New York Cosmos. I got my years right. He played from 1975 to 1977. Mm. So that's when he played. And he had played international career for Brazil from 1957 to 1971. So he was past his prime, you know what I mean, when he came and played for the Cosmos.
Well, that's usually what happens, right? Like the big-time soccer stars in the world, they come to America for a truckload of cash when they can no longer compete against the elite of the elite in the Premier Leagues and the other leagues. But Pelé was amazing, man. Just his body control, the ball control, the behind-the-back passes – right, you know, the kick behind pass, like all of those things that have become standard and normalized now in soccer. Pelé was doing it at a time where everybody was like, what is happening right now?
And here's the other one, the stat, which says Pelé's goal scoring record is often reported by FIFA you ready for this, Ephraim? Being 1,281 goals in 1,363 games.
Wow.
And you know, in soccer, nobody scores.
Right.
You got your kids play soccer?
Yes, of course.
Right.
All kids start with soccer because you can do that the youngest.
Exactly. You can go run around and chase the ball and kick it when it's near you. And kids can play like soccer for 4 years and never score a goal, right?
Right.
Like easily. But with the backdrop of Pelé, you know, passing and what he meant to soccer, but also there's two things we want to hear from people. If you have any kind of memories, does that name register with you? If not, you need to go to YouTube. You need to read. When people like this of this ilk, Ephraim, and you're too young, you need to know who this is.
Yeah.
We didn't see Babe Ruth play. We know who he is, right? You talk to almost anybody, and you say, who's Babe Ruth, who played in the 20s? You know who that is.
Yeah. Muhammad Ali in boxing.
Exactly.
Right?
You didn't see him box, all you young people, but you know Muhammad Ali, and
Jim Brown.
Know Pelé.
Yep.
You should know him on that ilk, or Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron and Muhammad Ali. Yes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think this World Cup, and Fox did a tremendous job with the World Cup this year.
And they got help because the U.S. was involved.
Of course.
For change.
But what I'll say is what we witnessed, especially to that final match, that was one of the greatest World Cup matches, finals ever. But what people started doing was they got invested. Right? They were like, oh, my wife was up early in the morning watching these matches with me because it was exciting and the players are fast and you have Messi and you got Mbappe and the whole saga that was going on with Portugal and Ronaldo. Like, all of these things generated so much buzz here in the U.S. about soccer. I would implore people to continue that curiosity and look up the Pelés and the Ronaldinhos and the Madonnas. Like, you'll be surprised if you just went down a YouTube highlight reel of some of these great players. My wife did. I sat right next to her, and I was showing her the greats of the greats. And it was amazing. The ball control, the chemistry, the demand that they have over the soccer ball.
But this is the thing, and even as a kid, and remember, Ephraim, I'm going to be 59 next month. So
Look good.
Man, I'm hanging in there.
Don't look a day over 57.
For 59, almost. But my point is, I was there when they were telling me back in the 70s when Pelé was with the Cosmos, and everybody was saying that soccer was going to be the next big thing, and you need to get on board, okay? So I lived that, and it never came to fruition. Never, ever. Just like new math, when we were supposed to go to the leader and everything else. You remember that?
Yeah, man.
Okay, that never happened. We still got 64 ounce. Mm-hmm. We still got, you know, there's a 2-liter soda, but everything else is still ounces.
Yeah.
The only thing that they couldn't get, they did push the 2-liter, but we still get a 12-ounce can, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We still get a 12-ounce can. Okay. So my point is, why hasn't soccer caught on? Why? All these years, even from any young kid today, everybody's played soccer. It's not like the people in their 20s. If you talk to anybody, they all played soccer. Like, that was back in the day when I was growing up. We all played Little League Baseball. Everybody played Little League Baseball. So all these kids have played soccer. And I'm not saying that nobody shows up to games or people don't. I mean, there's the LAFC here. You seen that stadium there, Ephraim, over there near USC?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody swears by it, that it's a great time and great atmosphere.
Even with the Galaxy over at the, in Culver City.
Right.
Yep.
But still, soccer hasn't, to me, progressed enough. People get up for the World Cup or whatever, but I don't see the ratings. I don't see the numbers.
Well, I can tell you why.
I don't see the news coverage of soccer enough. I really don't. It's the same old names we hear all the time of the international players.
I can tell you why. Because when kids, they start with soccer, they start with baseball. It's the same problem baseball is having in terms of having young American superstars. At a certain point, there's no fanfare for soccer in this country. So you could take, let me take Kobe Bryant, right? One of the greatest basketball players to ever play. Kobe Bryant loved soccer, grew up footwork because of soccer. If Kobe Bryant plays on the U.S. national team, other teams are in trouble. If LeBron James played soccer, if Giannis, well, Giannis is not from here, but if Kawhi, Paul George, Chris Paul, if our greatest athletes, if Derrick Henry, right? If Micah Parsons, I'm naming the greatest athletes that we have in American sports right now. If they all played soccer, you don't think we'd be formidable on the world stage? 100%. But because we're so enthralled in football, college football, you know, Little League, I mean, Pop Warner, high school, college, NFL, right? When you get to basketball, you got AAU, you got high school, you got these high school teams are playing on national television.
But
you got the NCAA tournament with basketball.
I'm going to tell you this though, Ephraim, going forward, we might not have gotten there, but we're going to get there with soccer, and I'm going to tell you the reason why. As this country gets more and more Hispanic, and the numbers bear it out,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Soccer and baseball will wind up going the other way just from the pure numbers. You notice you live in Southern California.
I do.
And you can't, the Dodgers sell 4 million tickets a season. and the Latin community in Los Angeles,
it's
they
huge.
Love baseball.
Of course.
And the same thing with soccer. Fred Rogan from KNBC here in Los Angeles showed me the ratings and of some of the soccer matches in LA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were bigger than the NFL. They were, you know what I mean, in LA, not all across the entire country.
We know.
Right. But I'm just saying, I think that soccer has a chance as this country becomes more and more Hispanic and becomes where Hispanic America is the majority, not the minority. We used to be, Ephraim, black people used to be the second minority. We're like minuscule.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Minuscule. So we're not there. All right, we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you on Pelé. Any thoughts on him and soccer? Am I wrong? Do you think it will eventually catch on as this country becomes more Hispanic? Or it'll never catch on just because of the game and the lack of scoring and the love of football and basketball more that won't allow soccer to be there? We'll do that and much more. 877-99 on Fox. It's a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Ephraim, you know this show? You know television? You know this show?
Yeah, man.
What is this?
This is X-Files, right?
Nope.
No, oh, I know what this is. Stranger Things.
What is it? Stranger Things. All right, there you go.
Yeah, Stranger Things.
It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Also, welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on the Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at BigGreenEgg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, BigGreenEgg.com. We're talking about Pelé, who passed away at age 82, a soccer GOAT without question. 877-99 on Fox. Two things, thoughts about Pelé, if you saw him play or if you know anything about his history, and will soccer ever get to the popularity we thought it was going to get to when he first showed up in the United States in the mid-70s and everybody said soccer was going to be that next big thing? 877-99 on Fox.
We got Chris in Alabama. You on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, Rob, Ephraim, thanks for taking my call. Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year
to you too,
brother.
Bro. No doubt.
I just wanted to, real quick, you know, I consider myself a fanatic when it comes to sports. And growing up as a military brat, with all over the country and all over the world for that matter, Pelé was, to me, the first recognizable name I can never remember. And this is when I was living in Germany and I was like 5, 6 years old. And he stuck with me and was one of the main reasons why I wanted to play sports in general. You know, I think a lot of times we forget that not only was he the world's best soccer player, he was a great athlete, you know. Yep. He could have played multiple sports. It's a sad day. It's a very sad day. And, you know, to further on the question of is it ever going to catch up, you know, that's hard to answer because I think in a lot of ways it's come a long way. It's just taken 30 years. You know?
No, it's been, it's come a long way, but it's still not like when you talk about the sports, you know, and attendance and TV ratings and stuff like that. It's still not there.
And
I mean,
salaries.
I know it's made and salaries. It's made a stride, yeah. Ephraim, but it ain't there. Thanks for the call. 877-99 on Fox. We appreciate it.
Appreciate that. Matt in Missouri, you're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I love the show.
Ephraim,
I always love it when you fill in.
Really thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
So I played soccer up to the college level, you know. Grew up loving the game. It is the beautiful game. And I appreciate you guys talking about it. You know, it's not often mentioned on national media, and I think that's part of why it's kind of suppressed in popularity. You know, there's not a lot of shows that give even the greatest of all time, even Pelé, you know, they don't give him the time of day. It's like,
and you know what, you're so true, you're so right, but there's no way Ephraim and I are going to come on and
do a show.
The day that Pelé dies and not talk about him. I just refuse to be in that camp.
Yeah, you know, and it's the right thing to do. You know, he needs to be talked about. He deserves to be talked about. So I think for the popularity of the sport, I think one big thing that might change is the concussion issue. You know, I'm in my early 30s, have a couple young kids, and a lot of the parents that I talk to in this generation aren't going to let their kids play football because it's just, you know, to them it's not worth the risk.
Ephraim won't let his boys play football.
Absolutely.
So you're
right.
you're speaking to the choir right here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the chances of making a pro career out of football are so slim. You know, it's like one in a million or something. And the chances of getting CTE or some serious damage from that, from football in particular, you know, are pretty high. So I think that in the next probably 20 years, when this crop of kids, you know, the kids that are 10 and around 10 now, when they grow up, I think you'll see a big shift. And especially if the media keeps covering it like they have this World Cup.
All right. Appreciate the insight. Thank you so much.
Matt. Appreciate
Happy
that.
New Year.
We got another Matt in Los Angeles. You're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys. Love the show. And Rob, I always like when you sit in on Rodney and Rogan on 570 here.
Oh, I appreciate it. I love mixing it up with those guys.
Yeah. I wanted to touch on both subjects you mentioned. First, Pele. I was a kid in the 70s, and I remember the NASL, and here in L.A. we had the L.A. Aztecs, and they had George Best, who was a star in England. He did the same thing. He came over, you know, in his late 30s. But I remember him playing. But I missed the first hour, so I don't know if you mentioned this, but he was in a movie, Pele, called Victory.
Yeah.
POWs over in Europe, and had, like, Sylvester Stallone.
Wow.
I don't remember what it was about, anything but a kid. But on soccer getting as popular, I agree with you that as a country gets more Hispanic, yes, it will. But also, if you look at just here in L.A., the high schools, or if you go to a Rams, 49ers, or especially a Raiders game, a lot of the fans are Hispanic. So I think, especially if you're born here, football is really popular. So I think the NFL, while soccer will get popular, is going to remain king because most of the Hispanics, especially if you're born here, are really big football fans. So,
yeah, you might be right. I'm just saying, as the country, and I don't disagree. I'm not saying like football's going to go away, but when I look at the Dodgers and I look at the soccer numbers for TV ratings here, and I look at the crowds for the LAFC,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. and stuff like that, it's impressive. Ephraim, I almost went there. I thought it was a new chicken spot. I thought it was LA KFC. You know what I mean? And then I realized it was
that makes sense for you.
877-99 on 5.
We got Leo in NYC. You're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you
Leo.
Got?
Hey, Rob. You're from
What's
the
happening?
Off the bench, man. My favorite.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Yes. Happy New Year coming up. Yes, Leo.
Yeah, I wanted to chime in. I start off myself as an historian of a game when it comes to soccer. I can remember my first World Cup. I was 9 in 98. And from that point on, you can ask any major sporting event in terms of soccer, and I can tell you how it happened, who scored, and all that kind of
stuff.
Wow. But I was just too young to have seen Pele. And I've seen highlights before, but today I sat down and watched highlights again. And there are videos online, and people will tell you whatever your favorite player is doing now, Pele did it back then.
Thank you.
It's true.
Yes.
It is true. What Ephraim said, go back and look, like the backflip, the step over, the bicycle kick, whatever Ronaldo does now, whatever Messi is doing now, Pele did it in the 50s and 60s. And I was just like, wow, that's a true legend right here.
That's exactly right.
You can't even deny that.
Leo, I feel blessed. Yeah. I'm not even kidding you that I was able to watch him play in New York back then in the 70s. Because back then, the games came on Channel 9, and I would watch them on TV. And I went to at least 2 soccer games to see Pele play. So I feel blessed that I did get to see him somewhat.
For real. And I was thinking, you know what? When the guy was ahead of his time. When you think about NBA player in the 50s and 60s, we think about the one-hand dribblers,
right.
you know, the awkward shots. Because we can see them dribble like Kyrie, but this guy was literally playing like those guys are playing now. And that's what makes him great. In terms of the popularity of the game, I feel like the issue is the fact that soccer is so big elsewhere, you know, abroad, that if you're here in the U.S. and you want to be very good, you're going to have to go play in Europe at some point, and usually it's when you're young. Like you see that, you know, all the Hispanic players and all the international players, it's like if you want to be good in basketball, you come to the NBA to play. If you want to be good in baseball, you come to MLB. And like Odell Beckham Jr. said that he wanted to play soccer, but knowing that you're going to have to go in Europe to play, to be good, as a young kid, he didn't want to leave the country. And that's something that you know, they're going to have to face. Are you willing to go elsewhere to be good in the sport?
Hey, that's a really great point, Leo.
Leo, thank you. Appreciate
it. That's a great point. You look at all the academies we have and the AAU teams we have for basketball and football, and like they're so specialized. We have some in soccer, but not like we do.
Not on that level.
Not on that level. Right. And he's absolutely right. If you want to be great, you got to go over where they're being great, right? Like you got to go. You got to go.
You
got to
go play.
What
right?
What kid it's wants to like do that?
Nobody. Not right now. All right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker and Ephraim Salam, let's welcome in Tyler Dragon. He's an excellent football reporter for USA Today, and he joins us here on the Odd Couple. Tyler, happy holidays to you and the family.
Happy holidays. I was listening to your last segment about soccer, and I thought we were going to talk some soccer talk tonight.
No, no. We got a little football
for you.
We're
going to do the other football. We're going to do that.
Let's do this real quick. Sean Payton pairing up with Tom Brady and them going to have some gumbo and whatnot down in New Orleans. I mean, is this a pipe dream for people?
I think it's definitely a pipe dream. I just don't see it going into the season. And even, you know, a few months ago, I thought the Los Angeles Chargers were the front runners to land Sean Payton. But now that they've entered the playoffs and Brandon Staley's job seems to be safe, they're not on my list. But I would take a look at the Arizona Cardinals, you know, the Denver Broncos, of course. So there's a lot of intriguing destinations, especially once Black Monday comes around. There's going to be multiple openings across the league. But right now, I would say the Arizona Cardinals or the Denver Broncos as far as Sean Payton. But he lives in L.A. He likes L.A., the weather and everything. So I wouldn't rule out the Chargers, maybe.
Tyler, I don't know about you and Ephraim, but every Monday's Black Monday for me. That's just goes without saying.
That's funny. But even with Staley and the Chargers making the playoffs, do you think that would be something that they do? Because, let's face it, we can't.
If you can upgrade, right? Is
right.
What you're saying?
That,
if you have a chance to upgrade,
exactly
why
right.
should that stop you?
Like, yeah, you finally crossed the hump. It took you the whole season, right, to get you here. There's still some mismanagement issues that are going on with the Chargers in terms of on-the-field things and things like that. Why wouldn't you take that leap and upgrade to a Sean Payton?
And let me give you an example. The Pistons made a playoff run with Rick Carlisle as coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. They I think they lost in the second round. They got a chance to hire Larry Brown. They hired Larry Brown, and guess what? They won the championship in 2004. So is this out of the question, Tyler?
Well, you know, you have to look at Brandon Staley's actually done a pretty good job this year. The Chargers have been depleted with injuries. They're starting to get some of their key players back. Joey Bosa is expected to play this week after missing a lot of time this year. And despite all their injuries, they got into the playoffs, and their defense, Brandon Staley's a defensive-minded head coach, is actually playing at a really high level right now. So I do think, depending on how they finish out the season and perform in the playoffs, I do think his job is safe. And if Payton wants to come back next season, it's going to be maybe a team like the Arizona Cardinals or a team like, can he fix the Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos? I do believe he wants to go to a team that is close to winning. Now, Denver, if you look, they have a playoff defense, but their offense leaves a lot to be desired, last in points per game in the NFL. And then the Cardinals, they have, you know, quietly, they do have a lot of talent, but can they stay healthy? Is Kyler Murray going to come back strong? Can they upgrade that defense? But, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, Kyler Murray, you know, that's a lot of talent, you know, on that offense. And then James Conner. So I can see the Cardinals at play there.
Let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens and their star quarterback, Lamar Jackson, who may or may not be returning from injury. What do you expect to see this offseason in terms of a contract for Lamar?
They better give that man a blank check. They constructed their offense all around Lamar Jackson and his style of play. They were run-oriented offense. They got, you know, good tight ends, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, for the middle-of-the-field throws that Lamar Jackson likes to throw. And then running backs that cater to his style, that run that read option. So that offense is catered to Lamar Jackson's skill set. I think they need to pay him, and then with the first-round pick or pick in the first, second, or third round, they definitely have to draft a wide receiver because that is a glaring, glaring hole in their offense. But first and foremost, Lamar Jackson, they need to pay him upwards of contract of worth $200 million.
Pay he is that man type of quarterback.
He is that type of quarterback. He
you
needs
can see
that
when
money.
He's not there, they're a different team, and there's no doubt about it. Last thing, Tyler, we only have about a minute. You mentioned you brought up Russell Wilson and just going forward where they're talking about he can be fixed. What do you see with him? And will this scare off coaches from wanting to go there when you look at how much he's dropped off?
Well, he never looked comfortable in Nathaniel Hackett's offense. He was having trouble reading the field, let alone reading defenses. And his mechanics were all off. And Russell Wilson was known to, you know, kind of improvise the offense in Seattle. And that wasn't really Nathaniel Hackett's system. And it showed he never really played comfortable in his in the games in Denver. And, you know, it's going to be up to the next coach to make him more comfortable and cater an offense to his skill set.
All right. His name is Tyler Dragon, one of the best NFL writers there at USA Today. Check him out online. Happy New Year to you and the family, Tyler. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Tyler. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Have a great night.
All right. Coming up next, will the Jets make the playoffs with Mike White? I want to know from Ephraim Salaam, because the last two games he started, he had no touchdowns. But they're going back to Mike White. We'll do that and much more. It is The Odd Couple on a TV Theme Song Thursday. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
U.S. End of A.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salam, and for Chris Broussard. And what about the Jets? I mean, they've been through all kinds of stuff, quarterback situations. I don't think that they've handled the quarterback situation right. In going to Joe Flacco and then not dressing Zach Wilson and then going back to Mike White. Like, it's all over the place. They were winning earlier, Ephraim, with the defense, right? And the right. quarterback just not making
mistakes.
The plays. They yep. had the bad game against the Patriots, and all of a sudden they felt like they needed to score when they were winning. And Mike White went in, and he won his first game against the Bears, bad defense, but then they played two good teams. They didn't even get a touchdown. So, Zach Wilson's terrible. We get that. Do you think they make the playoffs?
No, I don't think they make the playoffs. Looking at their final two games at Seattle, at Miami, and depending on what Miami does with Tua, it still doesn't matter because Teddy Bridgewater is better than any quarterback that they have on the Jets. So, both of those games being on the road, the inclement weather that'll be up in Seattle plus the 12th man, I don't see them being able to overcome this no matter how good their defense is, and their defense has been great this year. Their young players, those young draft picks that they picked last couple years have paid dividend already. We thought right after the draft that the Jets won the draft, and those guys, Sauce and yep. all these other guys, even Breece before he got hurt, I mean, they have the foundation outside of the quarterback position to build this team. Of course, the mindset of this team has changed. I think Robert Saleh doesn't get enough credit for changing the narrative of what the Jets have been. It's been a long time since we've talked about the Jets in December.
And don't forget, it was with Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan yeah. got them to the AFC Championship.
Twice, game. Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
And they even won a playoff game in Foxborough mm-hmm. against Tom Brady and Belichick.
Yep. So it's been a while. I think they're headed in the right direction. I think they do need to nail down that quarterback position because they don't have one. Mike White is
a good compliment.
He's a good backup quarterback. He's not a starting quarterback.
He's not. And the Jets they fumbled so many quarterbacks
yeah.
there. I'm not at all giving Zach Wilson a pass. But Sam Darnold failed there. Mm-hmm. Geno Smith failed. We could give you a list of 10 quarterbacks who have all failed with the Jets organization. There's something wrong there that they can't. I don't know if they're not patient enough, or it's too many changing of coaches and offensive coordinators or whatever it is. Because remember, Mark Sanchez was there.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez, go look it up, guys. He won 4 road playoff games. Ephraim, how many quarterbacks have 4 road playoff
games? That's tough to do.
Not many.
Tough to do. But, you know, the Jets have always been built around defense. That has been their calling card.
Right.
So they've always been able to manage with sub subpar passers. And, you know, I love Mark Sanchez and all of that, but they're not going to burn up the field. I think if they can get that guy who can be a franchise guy for a decade, develop him the right way, with that defensive mentality, the Jets can be a viable AFC contending team. But until they get that position right, it's not going to happen.
Whenever you play defense, you always have a chance to win.
You always got a chance.
Always. I don't care. If you play defense, you got a chance to win. And that's what they have going for them. Yep. And that's why I don't understand
despite
everything else, but that's why when they started doing the musical quarterbacks, they had a recipe to win.
Yeah, they did.
They did. And they lost 6-3, I think. Was that the score to the Patriots? And that's when Saleh decided,
it was
10-3.
Yeah.
10-3, yeah, where they just couldn't do anything offensively. And that was the problem. All right, final hour of the program coming up here on The Odd Couple. You know what we need you to do? Stick and stay.
America.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.